Well, Steve, it seems to be another performance. We've seen that kind of performance before, unfortunately.
Well, look, you know, I'm the manager, and what's took part in the, you know, that's three or four or five now where away from home that I come out and I have to apologise. That's arguably the worst, certainly in my short tenure here. And, you know, there's sometimes in your career where you feel embarrassed. That ranks up with one of them. You know, we were totally abject in everything we did, apart from the first 20 minutes where we had two, three chances, looked okay. Soon as they scored, though, everything felt a bit. And that is where we are at the moment. I'll do me damnedest, as I said, to make sure that we start and find a bit of resilience, because if you don't in this league, or even in any league, in England anyway, you get performances like what we've got today, where we're so easy to play against. Every time Brentford passed it, they passed it through us. We weren't genuine in our work to get after them, didn't do enough. And I can only apologise. And I'll try my utmost to make sure that we start turning this around.
Maybe it feels all the worse because you had new faces in there, and everybody gets buoyed when new faces come in, and then again it fell flat again.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the three new faces, I'm convinced will make us better. They've performed at very, very good levels. They'll scratch in their heads tonight, I'm sure, going back to the thinking, dear, oh dear, what a debut that's been. But they'll be good for us, I'm convinced about that. We have to get the team and the mentality and find a toughness, especially away from home, which gets you a result in the Championship. It's not never pretty, but we have to find a way better than what we're finding at the moment. And that's my job. Mm. Look, you know, we had an initial response from when I first arrived. We went on a good little run, you know, and we'll have to go back to them basics of what we put in place 3-4 months ago, because, you know, where we are at the moment is pretty sorry to see a team like that and perform the way we did. We can only get better, because we couldn't play any worse.
Is it maybe a marker of just how big a job you've taken on to turn around a club like Aston Villa? It's not going to happen maybe in one season.
Look, I am absolutely privileged to be the manager of this club of ours, and we're having a tough time, and it's not going to just wave a magic wand, and we have to build, and we have to be strong in times like this and realise that, you know, we can't just, I mean, again, we've made huge changes in this window, and because I think we needed it, but that's not the answer all the time. Of course, it gives everybody a lift, and we're hoping that we've got 2-3 more over the line today, but that has to stop, and we have to find a way of playing and coping with this division, because we can't at the moment live to the expectation of playing for this great club of ours, because there is a huge expectation. Everybody in this division wants to turn us over. Again, we're live on telly, and people will be watching us thinking, dear, oh dear, nothing's really changed. And I have to admit that after initial 2-3 months where we thought we saw shoots of recovery, the last month or so has been poor.
And in terms of the wheelings and dealings, Neil Taylor is now a Aston Villa player. Jordan Ayew's gone the other way, and you're still chasing Scott Hogan, I presume.
Yeah, we're still, you know, we've let a couple of people go to generate, so we can bring a fresh face in up front. The boy, somebody I've chased for a long, long time. I've watched him when he was at Rochdale, and should have signed him there. And we welcome him if we can get over the line with it tonight.